And Craig, our studios on the fourth floor of the Elyria Block building are somewhat soundproof. We have carpet on the walls, thick windows, air between that. However, I am starting to hear the slamming of the debris from the construction site across the street.
You can hear that?
You might hear some of this. I thought, what was that sound? And they're digging the foundation out with a lot of the bricks, and they're dropping it into big metal dumpsters. So it's going to be a little noisy out there, just in case you happen to hear that.
Okay. Maybe we should do our show from over there. It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All that racket in the background?
Well, we have one hard hat between us.
We do have a hard hat.
We do have a hard hat. Was that from the elephant exhibit at the zoo or something when they were doing that constructing way back?
I don't know how hard it is.
Yeah, I don't know how official it is, too. Right. Might be one of those, this is only a toy kind of a hat, you know, the kids' construction ones. Coming up on WEOL, Scott Petrek joins us at 8:40. Talk Browns. The draft is coming up soon, and so he'll be joining us. He knows what's going on. He follows them for the folks who read the Chronicle-Telegram. Coming up tomorrow at the Spitzer Center at Lorain County Community College, a very special event. It's been going on for quite a number of years. It's the Senior Fest 2016, and we have with us Rita Campbell from the Lorain County Office on Aging. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing great. This is over at the Spitzer Center. This, at a time, had been at the Midway Mall, right? This is that same Senior Center, Senior Fest, right?
Yes, it's always had been at the Midway Mall. But we changed it up a little bit this year over at the Spitzer Center. A little bit more room, more vendors. It's going to be phenomenal.
Right. Before we went on the air, I'm looking at a list that said 80 vendors. Then you said it's already up to 90 organizations that are going to be there. So there's a lot of things in this county that will be benefit to seniors. Talk about some of them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are going to be a variety of vendors, exhibitors, that all are assisting the aging population. So there will be health screenings in the area of blood pressure, hearing, balance testing, stroke risk assessment, and also vendors that you may not think of right off the top of your head. Like, there's this one that just comes to mind, Mrs. Grab Bar. And it's like, well, we need to think about things like that for our safety and well-being. And then there'll be a couple vendors there that will talk about group trips, also Alzheimer's, diabetes, arthritis, eye care, home safety equipment, a couple hospitals, elder law, and some of the independent and assisted living facilities. So there's going to be a very wide variety, over 90.
So serious topics, but some fun ones too.
Well, yes, yes. You've got to have fun when you get a group of people together that are a fun crowd. And so we are going to have an oldie singer there. Her name's Deborah Rose. We've had her before, and people just love it. And she has kind of a knack of, she found a niche where she's a singer storyteller. So she strings along these oldie songs that actually makes a storyline. And then she brings with her this fellow. His name's Robert Alexander, and he's a comic. And so he'll be there also. So she's doing two concerts, one at 11 and another one at 1 o'clock.
And again, this goes from 10 until 2. It's coming up tomorrow at the Spitzer Center of Lorain County Community College. Do people need to sign up for this, or is it just open and they can come out?
Yes, it's open. It's always been open. It's a free event, and so there's no charge to get in. We're having door prizes. They're going to be able to see all the exhibitors. We wanted to make it like one-stop shopping. We are going to serve a light lunch to the first 400 people that come, and I do expect a very, very large crowd, so it's a big space. They're going to have a good time, and also, we're going to have an antique appraiser there also. So if they bring a small item that would, you know, easily that they can, you know, carry, he'll be able to do that for free and give them an estimate of the value of their heirloom.
Earlier today, Bruce and I talked about the age. Senior Fest. What is Senior Fest mean? What, you know, do you have to be 50, do you have to be 60, do you have to be 70 to go to this thing? Who goes to the, you know?
Well, you know, of course, older adults go, but it'll be surprising how many caregivers go and children, adult children go with their parents or on behalf of their parents just to find out what is going on, what is available, what kind of resources are there, and to be able to ask all those questions that they may have in mind, because it doesn't come with a playbook when you get older. Getting older older is new. And so it's like, well, I'm like 60 now. What, you know, like what's coming up? What's out there? What do I do? What should I be thinking about? And so this is the place and the time to go, because you'll get those kind of questions answered.
You can also have somebody run a little interference for you. Maybe you're nudging your parents. Maybe they need to get something checked, maybe something looked at, and they kind of look at you like, what do you know? Get somebody who is a little more of authority, who may get some recommendations. Somebody else who can maybe give that same advice, but it sounds different coming from them, too.
Yes, absolutely. And so if someone is perhaps a little bit reluctant getting a hearing test, and you come and you're checking out other things, you will see other folks your age or older getting the hearing test. And it's like, well, it's for free, and it's here, and I guess it doesn't look like it's such a big deal. And we hope that they are encouraged. But something that I'm really hoping will happen is exactly what you're pointing out, Bruce, is that we start the conversation. Something that they were wondering about, or maybe we're not, you know, possibly aware of or had thought of at that point, that we begin the conversation on certain things that are very serious, like Alzheimer's and stroke and high blood pressure. And these are all things that we need to be concerned about and, you know, make sure that we're checking this out and we're keeping ourselves healthy and well.
It also gets them out of the house, because sometimes if you're an older person, maybe you just sort of, your limit is to the end of the driveway or out to the backyard. This is a way to get them out, meet some other people, also find out about some of those other activities. Because you mentioned wellness, but a lot of it, as baby boomers age, they take some of their same attitudes with them into those senior years. So their physical activity that they do, if they're involved in any kind of walking or other type of programs, it's sort of those type of same things, and they can find out about really what's out there then.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, when I talk to people, they say, well, what's older adult? And that was something that Craig just said. And it's like, well, I guess if you say that you're 60 or older, you are becoming an older adult. Doesn't mean that you already are, because, you know, it's all a state of mind on how young you feel. So 60 years young and up would be the ones that primarily these are things that would be wonderful for them to find out about.
Mm-hmm. And not only with their health, but also finances, things that they can do, sometimes affordable things that they may not know about, that they think maybe they don't have the money to do certain things, or they need to make their dollar stretch more. There's people that can assist with that too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, there's also going to be the Lorain County General Health District is going to be there, and you know how fabulous they are and all the things that they provide for the community. We will be there, the Office on Aging. We have many services that are absolutely at no cost for our aging population here in Lorain County. And, you know, folks may not even know that, you know, that we have services also.
Do you have that flyer from the paper that came from, like, what is it, 20-some years ago when you were researching? You wanted to see, she found from the senior years in 1975, one of the first senior fests. And it talked about the different types of entertainment and activities that they had going on there as well. So here in Lorain County, we've concerned about our seniors for many years.
Yes, and our first one was in 1975 at the Midway Mall. And listen to this. It was a week-long event, Monday through Saturday. That's how much this community loves our older population. And just as a sign of the times, every day they had organ entertainment, they had banjo, square dancing. They had saw music, which I'm not sure I've ever experienced that, but I would like to hear that. But it was really, really fascinating.
It's funny, though, in a sense, sometimes they look at the senior population, find out what is their interest, what's going to appeal to them, and that's kind of the entertainment. That's sort of, in a sense, what you did with an oldies concert,
yes,
putting that together. So,
yes,
you know, you get a little bit of that honey to bring them in, and then, you know. You can see what else is going on there.
But absolutely. Well, you know what? If they're going to go out, let's make a day of it where it's fun and entertaining for them, but as well as they can get the information that they need.
And if people want to find out more about maybe what the Lorain County Office on Aging has to do, or maybe even get copies of the Senior Years, because that's a newspaper that's out there, what's the way to do that?
Oh, well, it's very easy to get the Senior Years newspaper and subscribe to it. You can call our office at 326-4800. The Senior Years newspaper has articles that are relevant to the issues and the information that the older adults would like to know. It's monthly, and it is also got a recipe section that every time I meet someone, they just say it's out of this world. And so it is about 6,000 people already subscribed to the Senior Years. So it's a pretty big publication.
Rita, here in 2016, is there one central issue that perhaps outweighs others when it comes to seniors now, or is it pretty broad-based?
No, the number one issue for seniors is food insecurity. And that has become the national number one issue. And for Lorain County, it is the number one issue. This is something that I am fundraising for and also bringing a greater awareness to our community. But food insecurity is not malnutrition. It is a concern and a worry of where your food's going to come from next. And I'm telling you, you know, when you are on a fixed income and if you qualify for food stamps and which is called SNAP, and you just get a couple dollars from that, it is a big concern. And our concern at the Office on Aging is that folks are eating well, they're eating balanced, they're getting the protein, the fruits and vegetables that they need. And we want them to make, you know, good choices. So we have a couple food programs at our office. If anyone's interested, they could call. And then we also know all the resources in the area. Anything and everything that we can do to help the senior population, we absolutely are all in for that.
Senior Fest 2016 is coming up. It'll be tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Spitzer Center at Lorain County Community College. You can call 326-4816 if you need any more information, 326-4816. Rita Campbell with Lorain County Office on Aging, thanks for coming in, and good luck with your big event tomorrow. Appreciate
it. Absolutely.